From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. One last long weekend this Thursday through Sunday for the musical comedy A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder at Showtimers Community Theater. A down-on-his-luck young Englishman meets a stranger revealing dark family secrets, and he's in love. Elliot Raff plays Monty Navarro.
Hilarious turn-of-the-century show. The music's fantastic, and you get to see everything from strange and fun love situations to people perishing in really funny and hilarious ways.
It's the last weekend this Thursday through Sunday as well for The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes at Attic Productions in Fincastle, told in steampunk style with multiple actors also playing Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson in several different vignettes. Dixie Hartvigsen is the director.
Even though the first Sherlock never sees the second or the fourth Sherlock, they were all on board and they all got the vision and it just made my heart happy. I think I went home on the moon.
The Grandin Theater's 2025 Film Lab Showcase is next Tuesday, May 27th at 7 p.m. The ninth annual showcase features short films produced, written, filmed, and edited by high school students in the program. Film Lab Program Director Tyler Lyon with WDBJ 7.
This is really the culmination of all the things they've been learning and working on for the whole year. The students have to put together the film themselves, everything from auditioning actors, finding places to film, planning out their schedule, their shots, everything like that. And this is the time they get to show it off to the community.
Debuting this Thursday at the Taubman Museum of Art and running through August 17th, Memories and Inspiration, the Curry and Betty C. Davis Collection of African American Art. The Davises were a, quote, ordinary couple from Atlanta who spent 35 years collecting art. Katie Hirsch is deputy director of exhibitions and curator at the Taubman Museum.
Their house is basically a museum. It's a story of collectors, some amazing pieces in that collection. Romare Bearden, Jacob Lawrence, Gordon Parks.
Up in Bath County, the Garth Newell Music Center kicks off its summer concert series during the Memorial Day weekend with the annual Founders Weekend. The summer season at Garth Newell then runs from July 5th to August 31st. Classical music, blues, rock, and more, paired with complete picnic meal offerings. Executive Director Steve Wogeman with WDBJ 7.
There are 19 concerts across 9 weeks. This year, we're having some really exciting guest artists as well. Astrid Schwein, the cellist of the Juilliard String Quartet.
Through May 29th at the Roanoke History and O. Winston Link Museums, a touring exhibit, The American Revolution Experience. Ashley Webb is the museum executive director and curator.
We're in partnership with the Colonel William Preston Chapter of the DAR, American Battlefield Trust and DAR collaboration. It is a panel exhibition, a banner exhibition about some of the individuals who were involved in the revolution and what they did afterwards.
There's also a free admission day to the combined History and Link Museums on Saturday, May 31st. Help artist Bryce Cobbs paint several large outdoor murals at Melrose Plaza over the next few weekends. See the Melrose Plaza Facebook to sign up. And the Red Knot Chili Peppers at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Jefferson Center Executive Director Cyrus Pace. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. Check out the highly acclaimed artists presented by the historic Jefferson Center this season, including the Wood Brothers, the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and Kathy Mattea. See our full season and get tickets at jeffcenter.org.